Podcasting Network. I hope you're not getting as much feedback as I am. So I'll just say that up front. But we're never surprised by technological glitches. It kind of, I've mentioned it, seems to add to the mystique of alternative radio broadcasts, doesn't it? Makes it sound like someone doesn't want you to hear something. I don't know. I want to revisit Hayek's The Road to Serfdom today and get into, again, that individualism that I didn't quite get back to yesterday. The brand of individualism that he defines in chapter one of The Road to Serfdom, chapter one titled The Abandoned Road, which is that brand of individualism to which he refers. That is, in effect, the abandoned road. We often poke fun at younger and younger generations because of their desire to express their individuality, and they do it in increasingly superficial and bizarre ways because they are incapable, I believe, of truly expressing their individuality. They have no tastes of their own, per se. They have no ideas of their own. And that reminds me of perhaps two quotes. And one obviously is Edward Bernays, his opening words from his book Propaganda. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of. This is the true ruling power of our country, Bernays wrote. And the other is the words of H.L. Mencken from Minority Report, published back in 1956, when he wrote, "My guess is that well over 80% of the human race goes through life without ever having a single original thought." The broader quote, he wrote, "That is to say, they never think anything that has not been thought by before by thousands. A society made up of individuals who were capable of original thought would probably be unendurable. The pressure of ideas would simply drive it frantic. The normal human society is very little troubled by them. Whenever a new one appears, the average man displays signs of dismay and resent. The only way he can take in such a new idea is by translating it crudely into terms of more familiar ideas. That translation is one of the chief functions of politicians, not to mention journalists, the public relations crowd." Remember those degrees I mentioned yesterday? Nearly 1,500 colleges and universities with major programs in public relations or communications. That's the translation that Mencken speaks of. "That translation is one of the chief functions of politicians, not to mention journalists. They devote themselves largely to debasing the ideas launched by their betters. This debasement is intellectually reprehensible, but probably necessary to carry on the business of the world." It's an interesting idea. And of course, from there, it's kind of the dog chasing its tail. It's the circular back and forth between Mencken and Bernays, perhaps. So we don't really get an opportunity to express our individuality, and younger generations don't really even know how. They're not capable because, again, like Bernays wrote, "We're governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested." Our ideology is cast and set, I would add, at a very early age, earlier and earlier. Why is that necessary? And, you know, you look to folks like Bertrand Russell, and the younger we can get kids into school, the sooner we can rule the world, as Hitler speculated, with, you know, give me control of a nation's youth, and in one generation I'll rule the world kind of thing. You know, that kind of concept. So in subtle and often imperceptible ways, our reality is shaped and formed in ways people don't realize. One of the – and we have all of these disingenuous sound bites that abound. One that comes readily to mind is the issue of calories versus nutrition. In the age of GMO, GE, what is called food, genetically engineered, what is called food. And that's obviously the subject of great controversy. I like Mary Jane Butter's quote, the founder of Mary Jane's Farm. When it comes to food, she said, "I think we need to take back our language. I want to call my organic carrots, carrots, and let others call theirs a chemical carrot. And they can list all of the ingredients that they used instead of me having to be certified. The burden is on us to prove something." How do you prove something? You know, in this case, think about it. It's a carrot. What do you have to prove? "The burden of proof is on us to prove something," she said. "Let them prove that they used only 30 chemicals instead of 50 to produce an apple." Exactly. And it's not just the petrochemicals that folks point to. Obviously, it's the fact that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, does so many awful things. It catalyzes most neurotoxins it encounters, and environmental toxins, along with leaching all of the body's good resources, vitamins, minerals, metals. It destroys the good gut flora while allowing the bad bacteria to proliferate, et cetera, et cetera. So it's more than just the petrochemicals. So this is not a fair conversation. So the contrast between calories and nutrition is never made. It should be made in the GMO era. For instance, that's one example of how this is not a fair fight, and language is obviously hijacked and leveraged against people in these kinds of conversations. Think about how counting calories has been a thing, so to speak, for decades now in America. And yet, not all calories are created equal. What do I mean by that? Well, a calorie, in scientific terms, is essentially a unit of energy. And what I mean by not all calories are created equal is not all food or food-like substances that people consume contain the same amount of nutrition. So you can take a GMO crop or something that's been engineered or altered from its natural state, and while it may produce the same number of calories scientifically, it very likely does not contain the same nutritional value as its natural counterpart. But we've been talking about calories. People don't realize that when you have to consume twice as many calories to get the equivalent nutritional value of a natural counterpart, then obviously you run into problems. The amount of energy needed to burn twice as many calories is obviously greater than that required to burn half as many. That's just a scientific fact. But if you have to consume more calories to achieve greater nutritional value, then there's a problem. When you have big box food to the extent that we have it in America, and we find that companies like Kentucky Fried Chicken become KFC, and in part the conjecture is because they can't use the word chicken anymore, because what they use, there isn't enough chicken to call it chicken. So when you corporatize and mass produce food the way that we, or what is passed off as food anyway, the way we have seen in the last several decades in America, to the extent that now we have no farms, we have no, you know, look what happened with the rise of the grocery store in the 40s and these restaurants, 50s, 60s, 70s. When you see that, no wonder people are confused. All calories are not created equal in terms of nutrition. So it seems that the discussion should center around a nutritional value, doesn't it? Why are we counting calories? Shouldn't there be a nutritional coefficient instead of a caloric coefficient? Shouldn't we be talking nutritional intake instead of caloric intake? You know, finally, with the research of folks like Dr. Stephanie Seneff, we're having a more informed, more intelligent, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol conversation. For example, understanding the effects of glyphosate, understanding that it has a significant role in diseases like diabetes, for example. So if those things are true and the body is suffering from a lack of nutritional value, why aren't we discussing nutritional coefficient instead of caloric coefficient and intake? But these are the kinds of choices that are made for us, and that's the point, really. In ways subtle, imperceptible often, but they should be very perceptible. Ways folks don't realize. Very unfortunate. So today I want to get back into that brand of individualism that Hayek discusses in Chapter 1 of The Road to Serfdom, originally published in 1944 in reflection of his experience in the Nazi and fascist regimes of Europe and then coming to England and America. And to his shock, horror, and dismay, he found the Western societies of and the, you know, the enlightened societies of England and America to be fast tracking on their way to the Nazism and fascism that gave rise to World War II, Germany and Italy respectively. And it seems the further we go down the road of ideas suggested by people we've never heard of, as Bernays said, the suggestibilists, as I called them, suggested through these folks that pursue career paths in propaganda, and don't even know it, I would say. In a lot of cases, I can't imagine that one could embark on a career in communications or public relations and somewhere along the way in their studies encounter Edward Bernays's words in Chapter 3 of Propaganda, realize that their major, their college major, is nothing but a propagandizing or a manipulation, a psychological manipulation of one's countrymen, and be okay with that. I can't imagine how that's possible. But I digress. So let's talk practical information for the moment. Let's talk practical contemporary examples of these kinds of things, shall we? Some examples of ways that we've seen this play out. More and more people are coming to the realization that aluminum in baking powder causes Alzheimer's. Well, as I put it, and there have been some stories published recently on that. As I put it, for those unaware, everything. Aluminum in everything, or everything with aluminum, causes or contributes to Alzheimer's. Again, the catalyzing effects of glyphosate are instrumental in many cases, I would say, according to Dr. Stephanie Senna's research, in causing Alzheimer's as well. It gives the... It helps the aluminum exact its deleterious effects much more effectively, unfortunately. So that's one example. We'll talk about some more examples when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Before I get back into the some of the choices that we see, I want to focus actually on some stories from Technocracy News. Before I do, a couple of stories, maybe a few, that you can see on the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. I encourage you to check those out. Interesting. One of the stories posted yesterday, Yellen says, Fed buying stocks is, quote, a good thing to think about, end quote, and could help in a downturn. And that was from Zero Hedge, having hinted overnight that the Fed could buy stocks maybe in the future. Janet Yellen blurted out confirmation that buying assets other than long-term U.S. debt is on the table. And to understand the hijinks there, I would encourage folks to watch the movie The Big Short. Have you seen The Big Short? If you have Netflix, you can watch it on Netflix these days, I think. Among others, to understand where that has trended in recent years. One of the topics that the movie deals with, and it's kind of it's an abridged and theatricized version of or account of what happened, obviously, but and for obvious reasons, it's a movie. It's a Hollywood production. So, but one of the issues that they deal with, or subjects, topics that they deal with, is the CDO, the collateralized debt obligation, and that is by definition so-called because the pooled assets, such as mortgages, bonds, and loans, are essentially debt obligations that serve as collateral for the CDO. And the tranches in a CDO vary substantially in their risk profile. And so when you look at stories like this and you read between the lines, you can see how the risk profile including various stocks would differ. And if you watch the movie, you get a glimpse into how the market was so dramatically manipulated, that manipulation that precipitated the collapse both of the American economy and a number of other countries and eventually the world economy, according to the SEC, in the wake of the subprime contagion, as it was referred to, $110 trillion in global liquidity evaporated, $10 trillion in the U.S., or excuse me, $25 trillion evaporated from the global economy, $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. And if you understand the numbers, there's only about $110 to $115 trillion in circulation at any given time. So you think about that, the global market lost nearly a quarter of its liquidity overnight. And then with all of these debt obligations still lingering that needed to be serviced somehow, without the liquidity to do it, obviously, the world is told, just go on like, you know, everything's normal. Obviously, there are consequences when that kind of liquidity dries up. So watch the movie, get a glimpse into that. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour this Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. And just to take that a step further, I mentioned the story on the Republic Broadcasting website. Yellen says Fed buying stocks is a good thing to think about and could help in a downturn. Janet Yellen speaking via video conference in response to questions raised at a forum of Kansas City Fed minority bankers, said there could be benefits to the Fed buying equities or corporate bonds. There would also likely be costs that have to be considered. So a good thing to think about, could be a good thing, again, in suggestibilist fashion. The idea of expanding into areas like equities might be a good thing to think about, yet is not something we need now, she said, noting that for now the Fed is more restricted in which assets it can purchase than other central banks. You know, it's interesting. I've mentioned in the past, speaking of the malfeasance that we saw about 10 years ago in the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009. And that was, you know, even for non-financial experts like myself, I was in the mortgage industry at the time, as I have mentioned on air many times, I could see it coming. I was a wholesale lender rep at the time. And I worked with brokers, and it was not difficult to see on the street. It's interesting. I mentioned the movie The Big Short, and that is a higher level look at the way that the mortgage-backed securities market was shorted. And it's a higher level look at the research that was done. Some of the key players in that activity took a look. They actually went to some of the houses, talked to some of the brokers and so forth to see if what had never happened before might possibly happen, and did indeed happen. And that being the collapse of the housing market, the American housing market, and the economy in turn, and then the global economy, because of factors that were intentional, like the repeal of Glass-Steagall, that prevented speculative investments from polluting savings accounts and allowed the mortgage-backed securities that were to be very, very kind, disingenuously marketed or improperly, fallaciously labeled, not properly assessed in terms of risk. It allowed those to funnel into every savings account, every retirement account across the country and around the world, essentially, so to speak. Again, that's an oversimplification, but watching the process take place, seeing subprime lending at the street level, it was not difficult to see what would happen. And even those of us without financial degrees could see it. I remember arguing with some brokers about a bubble. And the response that I got in 2004, '05, '06 was, there's no bubble. Barry Habib is on MSNBC saying there's no bubble. Well, then I guess there's no bubble, is there? By the way, do you think Barry Habib gets paid at all to say there's no bubble on MSNBC? Not to mention he has this massive organization that relies on him saying that. Is there perhaps a reason that they picked him and not some of the more cynical voices, if you will? So seeing the lending practices that were authorized by the financial system and the regulatory system itself, and that's another issue to come back to. But seeing the practices that were authorized, this funny money lending, lending people 100% financing in many cases with a credit score that was not good enough to allow them to buy a new car, even with money down. Couldn't finance a new car even with money down, but they could buy a house on 100% LTV. Well, how does that work? That's bad math. Low credit score, high debt to income, high loan to value, recipe for disaster. If you're going to do those things, if you're going to gamble like that, wouldn't you do it with the most sterling, least risky people? And I watched predatory lending take place at the street level. Some of it was obviously illegal, even with the loose regulatory guidelines, but much of it was completely sanctioned by the financial and regulatory system. And I would say that's all by design. And now, instead of sending folks who legalized this practice of predatory lending, destroyed the American economy and in turn the world, instead of sending those folks to prison, now we have pointed our finger at the originator at the street level. I said that would happen too. On air years ago, I mentioned the NPR story about folks looking for someone to grab because they'll see a body in the street, so to speak. So they'll look to the regulator, or the not the regulator, they'll look to the originator at the street level. Anyway, these things that we don't notice. So the point is there were steps orchestrated along the way that set this ball in motion and one of those was the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Another key, without getting into all of the nuances of that, one of the key pieces of the puzzle there was the straw that broke the camel's back, perhaps, was the change from GAAP accounting to mark-to-market accounting, as I've mentioned before. And that change was suggested first by the Group of 30. And I've mentioned before, you can go to their website, Group 30, group30.org and learn more about them. So the mark-to-market accounting change was suggested by the Group of 30, and like most other awful suggestions, it had most of the suggestions that the Group of 30 suggests, the suggestible list there, it had obviously extremely negative consequences. So I've mentioned in the past how the Group of 30 had on its homepage when it, before it redid its website, before they redid the website, they bragged for a time about the Volcker Rule and the fact that it was a G30 creation. Paul Volcker, the chair of the steering committee, a group of five guys, four of them just patently not American, just not even, couldn't, they're from other countries. And Volcker, the chair of the committee, the steering committee, created a, they authored a report, and in it, it contained the language of what became the Volcker Rule. So five people, four internationalists or four people from another country and Paul Volcker wrote the report or were responsible for the report and its publication. And this became American economic and financial policy. The Group of 30 has another report. The point is they make these suggestions in places, corners, these little think tanky corners that most people have never heard of, like the Group of 30. And those get circulated out to the G20. And because the G20 nations adopt these suggestions, then other countries go along to get along in a pay-to-play scenario. And thus we see one suggestion, one bad suggestion after another. So to kind of get an idea of where Janet Yellen's ideas are coming from, one could go over to the Group of 30's website now, group30.org, group30.org, and you can see on the homepage today, more recent publications down below the rotator. The first more recent publication listed Fundamentals of Central Banking Lessons from the Crisis. This is an 82-page report authored by the G30 Working Group. And it says, this major study surveys the history of central banking, focus on evolving role of central banking, and assesses how policies and practices have shifted in response to the 2007 to 2009 global financial crisis. The report identifies three continuing core principles for central banking and 10 observations on how central banks must adjust their roles going forward to better prevent and address future crises. The report warns central banks cannot be the only game in town. Sustained and robust economic growth requires governments to urgently undertake the fiscal, regulatory, and other structural reforms needed to support growth. Let me just say that report contains language that alludes to what Janet Yellen is getting at. Big surprise there, not really. It also gets to this dumping us into the or welding us more completely to an international financial system. As you can see in another article on Republic Broadcasting .org right now. That one is titled The Most Important Story You Didn't See This Week. That was from the Corbett Report. And the story says the yuan was officially added to the IMF's SDR basket, Special Drawing Rights basket, today. And the story was published on Monday. which may not be world-shattering in and of itself, and most people don't even care. What is all of that? The SDR, the yuan, who cares? SDR is a basket of currencies, as they say. But when combined with the revival of SDR-denominated bonds, there can be no doubt that the central bankers are making their play for a global currency. So you can see the language from the G30 there. So what I'm saying in simple terms is you can see the suggestibilists smithing their little reports, their cute little reports over at the Group of 30, and how those funnel out then into these financial sector discussions at high levels and in academia and in think tank land beyond, places like CSIS and Brookings, etc. They get picked up and they rattle around in there, and there's a consensus in those areas. And it's just a big charade. The experts, the alleged self-proclaimed experts, keep making these bad suggestions. And America, for one, keeps going along with them. You can read that report and see what's on the horizon for America and the world, because this is what has been happening in recent years, really since the Group of 30's inception back in 1978. Unfortunately, these suggestions just keep rattling around, and as bad as they are, for example, the change from mark to market, from gap accounting to mark to market, that was the precursor, or I should say that was the final straw in the collapse of the global markets, because when markets are going up, as I've said before, when a particular asset class is going up and you're marking to the market, times are good. But when one company marks down, like you had what was happening in the mortgage market, mortgage-backed security market, and ultimately Lehman Brothers marking mortgage-backed securities down to 6 cents on the dollar before their collapse in September 2008. When that happens, the world marks down its portfolio of that asset class to 6 cents on the dollar. That's what happened in simple terms. And then you realize that maybe the G30 suggestion wasn't such a bad idea. Let's switch back to Gap. Why are we still taking these suggestions? Not a good question. What's the problem with that?
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast.
I want the perfect body. Want a perfect soul.
I would encourage people highly to read the G30 report. Fundamentals of Central Bank's Lessons from the Crisis. Encourage folks to read the Fundamentals of Central Banking Lessons from the Crisis, and published last year by the G30, authored by the G30 Working report. It's difficult to
what I said, as did you. As did you. Whatever makes you happy.
Really didn't intend to listen to that song for that.
Okay.
The report. G30 report, Fundamentals of Central Banking Lessons from the Crisis. Probably too much information anyway. I'll put it out. Authored by the G30 Working Group, published in 2015. I suggest that you read it. Understand. Well, I guess we'll talk more about that at the top of the second. Stick around, second hour coming up right after the show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.